Let me get that right. It's Showdown Day at Caulfield on Saturday. Matt Williams, good morning. You might need to come in here and help me get it right.
Bit of a tongue twister there for you.
Yeah, I might have to say something different next time I get to that. Literary Magnate was very, very good on the home track. Did you expect the filly to go there and win by that sort of margin?
Look, you know, for the start, you're always hopeful they're going to do what they've showed in track work. And she certainly showed good ability in the gallops and through the trials. So we were confident she would be going there and winning. But, you know, I think there might have been four or five unraced ones there on the day. And you want to see him go and do it. And it's good that she has. And we can go on with the prep and head to the stadium.
And obviously, being by Ridden Tycoon, this is a big Vobas day. It's a $1 million race for the owners, including, I note, yourself. Has this been sort of a hopeful target?
Yeah, I had to check yesterday whether it was my name or the better half name in the book, but I think it is mine. So
yeah, it is yours.
This one.
Yeah.
This has been a bit of a target. We backed off around Christmas time once we had a couple of jump outs under her belt and just felt that the two-year-old race had hit into the Blue Dawn, and there's not a lot of two-year-old races, and the ones that are there are generally pretty hot and pretty strong. And knowing that she was eligible for this race and sort of had it in the back of their minds, we sort of give her a little couple of weeks in the paddock and then planned a bit of a program how we'd get there and hopefully get into the race. So far it's all gone to plan and worked out quite well.
And she had a little spin around at Camperdown yesterday?
Yep, we took a couple of truckloads up there yesterday to Camperdown to gallop on the course proper up there, and she just had a nice gallop with a mate over 1,000 metres, and they just worked up a nice sort of improving last 600 metres of their Woolworth. We sort of wanted to do a little bit with her because she's really done well since her winnable win. They're probably, you know, where they've had a two-year-old that's just bounced off a win and improved in their prep as well as she has. So I think she's in a good spot heading towards Saturday. Obviously, going to be a few horses that have got a bit more exposed, strong form there than what she met at Warrnambool. But look, we think she's up to the task there.
I think you take it that listening to you, she's made the improvement. Okay, Starry Legend and those have got high profile, but you could take nothing away. You take her to the races on debut and she wins by over 3 lengths. That, you know, that's a good start, mate.
It is, yeah, and she looked like, you know, the best part of her race was the last furlong, so she looked like going to 1,200 would be right up rally. And, you know, she was twitching the ears around, having a good look there late when she sort of got hit the front and was sort of left in front of a fair way out. So I think, you know, there's certainly benefit to come from that run, both fitness and experience. So you get these opportunities to race in a race like Saturday's race, with the prize money that's on offer, you've got to have a good shot at it. Good crack.
You do. A barrier's obviously important later this morning.
Yeah, nice sort of 3, 4, 5, somewhere there would be nice. Anyway, we'll keep the fingers crossed that the marbles fall right for us there.
And we're 3 weeks away from the week at Warrnambool. How's the town sort of bringing together now that, you know, you can have up to 12,000 on each of the 3 days?
Yeah, look, it's certainly got a lot more hype in that happening this year off the back of, last year was obviously a bit of a quiet day for May Carnival, the races for the participants. But look, we're obviously lucky to have it, and hopefully this year can bounce back and have a bumper year, and obviously a fair knock on for the club and that last year with no crowds and things like that. So hopefully this year can get things back on track there, and everyone have a good time.
Yeah.
A bit over the weekend with a bit of rain and windy, warnable weather. We're certainly sort of, I guess we're starting to produce the conditions that you need to be able to handle up here.
Yes, the weather, we're all starting to put jumpers on. We're starting to prepare. Yeah. SEN track.
Kathmandu sales are going through the roof.
Exactly. We're very much looking forward to being SEN track broadcasting from Warrnambool during that week. So excited to be there as well. Matt, thanks for your time. Good luck with everything around the two-year-old going into the showdown on Saturday.
No worries. All the best, Andrew.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Williams joining us there. Literary magnate, won really impressively at Warrnambool, as you've heard, in those fields to come out later through the morning. Acceleration was one that we mentioned. We've been following with Richard Kelly. We told you last week that off the disappointing run at Sandown a couple of Wednesdays ago, they took a blood test. It came back with an elevated white cell count. The horse went to the paddock for a few days after that. It seems now that the horse has bounced back. They've taken blood tests and the horse had its first quiet morning back at Richard's Ballarat stable this morning. So let's hope everything turns out okay with Acceleration going forward. Felicia for Dean Bernays has been accepted this morning for the Caulfield Voba Sprint over the 1200, hoping just for a little bit of softness in the ground. And as we spoke earlier with Trent Edmonds around the Doomben 10,000, Joe Pride confirming this morning that Eduardo is enjoying a week in the paddock, comes back to Joe's stable next week at Warwick Farm, and then we'll have a trial leading into the Doomben 10,000. So Eduardo, and it looks likely that Nature's Trip, they're all Brisbane bound for the 10,000.